All righty, here we go. Let's see what we can do. Now, this is a message I need a lot of energy on. I should have changed. Here we go. But if you just be honest with me, if you want to learn something today, you can. You can learn something today that you've never maybe learned anywhere else, unless you've been with me for some time, many years. And I can tell if you have, because I can quiz you on what I'm about to say. And if you don't know it, that lets me know you ain't. Okay? But somebody just, there's 10 commandments. 10 commandments. 10 big commandments. We know there's other commandments. There's the big 10. It's called the Decalogue. It's what God gave to Moses. Okay? And today I'll teach them. I'm going to help you to learn some things today about respecting God, respecting others. And if you'll listen, you'll get it. Now, here's the cool thing. They've taken them out of our schools. That ain't cool. Trying to take them out of our country. But if I can get them in your heart, they'll be there forever. And it's not about a little list. I'm going to do something unusual, a little goofy. And I don't give a hoot. If it's goofy and it's crazy, but it can get you to remember them, that's all I care about. Amen? So, if I was to ask you, what's commandment number 5, could you do it immediately? Or number 7, or number 9, or number 1, or number 3. Well, if you'll listen to me, you will when you leave here today. Do you hear me? Hey, Mike, big Mike over here. Cam, do you know the 10 Commandments? No, you don't know the 10 Commandments. If I ask you to get up here and give me number 5, number 3, number 2, you'd be like, I ain't going to do none of that. So come on, let's see if we can't do it. You might say, well, I don't know the Bible. Be quiet. Okay? You can learn something today if you'll listen. Now, if you've done this with me before, then praise the Lord. And if you haven't, then this is fantastic. Amen? If you've done it before, it's going to give you a brush up on them. Amen? So making 2025 the best year possible. And I just thought about this. Me and Raj got together. And I just think this is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Is to know the Ten Commandments, and they really are the basis for respect. Say that with me. The Ten Commandments are the basis for respect. One more time. The Ten Commandments are the basis for respect. So, why should I respect? Here's my words, because God said so. You hear me or not? That's your opinion. I could care less what you just told me. I believe it. I believe God said so. Amen? And it's the best way to learn how to respect, and it'll get in your heart, and it's God's word. Amen. So, Raj, we got to fly. Now, you know I do, buddy. Here we go. 10 Commandments really deal with our what? Say that with me, our what? And our what? Toward and toward. That's what the 10 Commandments are about. They never were a list. I'll do this, 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 and if I do this, 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 I'll go to heaven. No, you're going to hell. Because you ain't able to do this, 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 this perfectly anyway. And it never was about that. It was about you being able to respect God and you being able to respect other people. And it's huge. And God made us in His image and His likeness, and He knows best. And that's what He's trying to do for us. So attitude plus actions equal what? Or attitude plus actions equal what? Well, I didn't mean it. Well, you did it. Didn't you? You know what I mean? So, here's what happened November 2024. That was just what, a couple of months ago? In the state of Louisiana, the governor, Governor Landry, he talks all like this right here now. He one of them boys from the bayou. You know what I'm saying? And you say, that old boy, he don't know nothing about what he's talking about. Well, his mother was a school teacher, the governor's mother was a school teacher. She raised him in church to love God. Now he's the governor of the state of Louisiana. He went on to start his own business. Then he went to law school, became a lawyer. Then he became a congressman. And now that little boy from nowhere, nothing, he the governor of the state of Louisiana. And you know, people think he's a little dumb probably because he talks sort of like this, sort of like I do. But you know what he said? He said, I think the Ten Commandments should be back in our schools, in every classroom. Every classroom on a poster in every single classroom. And you know what? They voted for it, and there it is in every single classroom until some liberal judge. Now, see that? A judge has blocked Louisiana law that required the classrooms to display the Ten Commandments. They said, but Governor Landry, if what happens if a kid comes to school and he don't believe that? And you know, and he said, well, he don't have to look at them. Ten Commandments are important. You hear me or not? It's funny today how that we have bought the lie that we're not a Christian nation. How many saw any of the inauguration the other day? Did anybody see the inauguration? Let's take a quick poll. How many would say, based on watching the inauguration, how many would say it looked like we were a Christian nation? Like, raise some hands. I ain't heard so much praying since a revival. No, I'm saying that is what happens a lot. I'm just giving you a heads up. We are a Christian nation in this country. But we've been told we're not. And we're told we're not inclusive. No, Christianity is inclusive. But everything else has been allowed, basically, and Christianity has been kicked out the door, especially in government and in higher education. Is that true? Of course it's true. But it ain't been kicked out here, baby. Come on. Amen? So let's go. We're going to go with respecting God. Respecting God and respecting people. Let's start with respecting God. We're going to do the Ten Commandments. Here we go. Now, can you count to 10? Yes or no? If you can count to 10, you're in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ain't going to worry about that. We're going to have that right there. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll start with number 1, the first commandment. Here we go. Number 1. Number 1, the first commandment. Don't go to sleep on me. I don't even feel good. Say it out loud with me. Number 1, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We're talking about respecting God. Okay? You shall have no other gods before me. Okay? That's number 1. Does that look like a 1? Listen, it's not just me telling you what the commands are. I want when you leave here today, you can know them out of order. In order, upside down, left, right, no matter what. All you got to do is be able to count to 10 and be able to go back and retrieve it in your memory. Roger, what's that called, that fancy word? Nominism?
Mnemonics.
Huh?
Mnemonics.
Mnemonics. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's called mnemonics. I'm using a phrase or a picture to get into your mind so that you can recall it. Okay? Y'all hear me or not? It's not to brag. It's to help you respect. So you're going to have in your arsenal this year for 2025 the Ten Commandments that you can call upon anytime you need them. You might say, Clark, I'm dumb. I can't do it. I know you're dumb, but you can still do it. No, you're not dumb. Don't say that about yourself. Come on, man. Let's go. Number 1. Number 1. Raj, number 1 looks like a what? It looks like a what? A sword. Say that out loud. Number 1 looks like a what? And the sword's pointed toward heaven. The number 1 looks like a what? Where's the sword pointed to? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other what? Before me. Got it? Number 1 looks like a what? Pointed where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other what? You got it or what? Do I have to keep doing this forever? Yeah, one more time. Number 1 looks like a what? Pointed where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other what? Before me. Commandment number 1. Cornell and Gabby Steph are starting this new ministry for other speaking languages. It'll be later this afternoon. The first time I did this overseas was in Ukraine. They don't speak English. It was very difficult. But even they got it. If they can get it, you can get it. You hear me? So that's number 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So number 1 looks like a what? Pointy where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other before me. Keep going, Raj. So respect God. Respect God. Give Him first place. Push me, buddy. Give God first place. Give Him first place. That's respect. God's God, I'm not. Give Him first place. It's God's way, not my way. Give Him first place. That's respect. Did you hear me? Number 1 looks like a what? Pointed where? Who's in heaven? The command, thou shalt have no other before me. Got it? God deserves the benefit of every doubt. You have a scripture you don't understand? Try to study it. If you don't ever finally get the answer, ask Him one day when you see Him. But don't indict God because you don't understand something about the Bible. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people, I don't understand that. I don't see why He said that. I don't do that. Look at this one right here. Bah! In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. What verse in the Bible is that? Take a wild guess. The first verse in the Bible. So what do we do out of the gate? Say, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. We blew up. None of that happened. The way you say, God. You see how disrespectful that is, yes or no? That's disrespectful, man. Don't be that way. Believe God. Believe God. Give Him first place. He's right. I'm wrong. Amen or oh me? First place. Number one looks like a what? Pointed where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other. Number two, let's go. The second commandment. Second commandment. You all right? I'm hurting up here. Keep going. Thou shalt not, say it with me, thou shalt not make unto you any what? Graven image. We'll stop right there. So no idols. Say that out loud. No what? No idols. Out of stuff, out of career, out of people, out of whatever. No idols. Because God is what? He's number one, baby. He's first place. Number one looks like a what? Pointing where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other. Number one. Number two, no idols. Y'all with me or not? You cool or not? All right. Here we go. Number two. Help me, Raj. Push me. Just keep pushing. So make no what? Command one. Okay? No other gods but me, God says. Boy, wouldn't we be a different country if that was the case? Oh, my gosh. Number two, make no idols. Now, number two looks like this. Is that correct? Is that correct? Number two, little idea right there. See it? Number two, in my opinion, is the prettiest number there ever was. Look at it. What? What? Look at that. You know what it looks like to me? It looks like a swan. Look at that. Look like a swan. Don't it? You know it does. Now, no other number don't look like no swan. Number two looks like a swan. Number two, the second command is what? Make no idols. Number two looks like a what? It ain't just any old swan. It's a gold swan. Y'all hear me or not? Gold idols. Y'all hear me? Gold idols. Does that make any sense to you or not? I don't care if it makes sense. Just learn them. Okay. Number one is a sword. Is that correct? Pointed toward who? Heaven. Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other gods. Number two looks like a what? What kind of swan? Gold. Thou shalt make no what? How many think you got that? Stay with me. I'm going to keep pounding. Number one looks like a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two, pretty number, looks just like a what? What kind of swan? Gold swan. Looks like a swan. Pretty. It's funny how we idolize pretty, don't we? We idolize gold. We idolize press, whatever. Number two, looks like a swan. A gold swan. Make no what? Make no what? Let's keep going. Push me, buddy. Respect God. That's what we're talking about. These first four commands, there's 10. First four are respecting God. And that's perspective. That's my word. Perspective. God is big on God. He ain't big on me. Okay? Now, you know what God says? Nobody's worthy of worship except me. That's what God says. And that needs to be our perspective. Yes or no? Amen. Keep going. So it's not about me. It's not about myself, my education, my job, my philosophy, my. It's funny how we make idols out of everything we've done. Y'all hear me? Am I too hard on you early in the week here? Number one is a what? Pointed where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other. Number two is a what? Looks like a what? Swan, but what kind of swan? Gold. Make no what? Idols. Is that all right so far? I want you to review in your mind. Number one, sword. Heaven, God, know the gods. Number two, swan. There you go. Look at it. There it is. Pretty swan. Gold swan. Go, 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 go. Idols, make no idols. Are you ready? Number three. Hang in there. Number three. Say that with me. The third command. Say it with me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in... In what? In what? In what? Vain. So number three. Number three. Number three. Now number three don't look like this. Number three don't look like this. I'm going to throw you for a loop. I had to start, come up with it somehow. Number three don't look like this. Number three looks like that. Do that with me. Put your hands up. Come on. Come on. If you want to learn. If you want to learn. Number three. You got to do it. If you don't do it, you ain't going to get it. Number three. Number three looks like a what? Look at it. Did somebody say a W? It don't. It looks like two V's. Look at them. Look at them. Look closer. Look closer. It looks like two V's. Number three looks like two what? V, V, vain. V, V, vain. Number three looks like two what? V, V, vain. Are y'all hearing me? Number one looks like a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? That's where I know the gods. Number two looks like a swan. Oh, but it's a, what kind of swan? Gold, gold, gold. Idols, make no idols. Number three, look like, don't do this. That's bad. This is good right here. Three, three. There's three. One, two, three. I see it. What's it look like? A W? No, it don't. Two what? V. V. Vain. Don't take God's name in what? How are we doing so far? How many would say, I might be able to do this? I'm feeling like I'm a little brighter than I did when I came in. Hang on. So, number three, respect God. That, I put the word profession, profession. Profess means to speak or to proclaim. Our profession should not be a profession that uses God's name in vain. Did you hear me or not? Got it? All right. The things that proceed out of a mouth come from the heart and they defile the man. Also, another scripture the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth or profess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession or profession is made unto salvation. So don't use God's name in vain. Say that out loud right there with me. What I is what I. Why don't you think about that? Your mouth. We grew up in a crazy culture, a lot of us, where GD was the word of the day. In my house it was. And then Jesus. Nowadays it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus everywhere. I can't stand that, by the way. I mean, I'm pretty tolerant. I can watch a movie or something, but if it's just too much, I just can't do it. I just cannot do it. Y'all hear me or not? His name is Jesus. It's not something to say when you slam your hammer on your finger or something. Pick another word. Why? Because you're not respecting God. Which command is that? Number what? Two V's. V, V, vain. Don't take God's name in what? Are we good to move on now? Here we go. What I say is what I believe, and what I speak is who I am. Just think about it. Pretty strong stuff. Whew, I'm wore out. The fourth one, the fourth commandment. And we're doing okay, I think. Not really. Here we go. Number four, say that command. Remember the Sabbath and keep it what? Remember the what? And keep it holy. So that's the fourth command. Keep the Sabbath holy. Now this is what a four looks like. Now you really got to go with me on this one. Cut me some slack, okay? Cut me some slack. Number four looks like this. Would you do that with me with your hand? Number four looks like this. 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 You know what it looks like? I'm from the country. You know what it looks like? It looks like It looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. Say that out loud with me. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. It's called mnemonics. I don't care what you say. If you can remember it when you're away from here, that's all I care about. Number four looks like a piece of what? But it's not just any cheese. It's Swiss cheese. It's Swiss cheese. And what does Swiss cheese have in it? Remember the Sabbath and keep it what? Got it? Now, sweetie, you're a big-time tennis player, aren't you? You know a lot about tennis. Did you know the Ten Commandments in order, out of order, upside down, left and right before you came in here today? But do you know a lot about tennis? All right, don't worry about tennis right now. All right, got it? Number one, it looks like a sword, right? Number two looks like a swan. Number three looks like two what? V's. Don't take God's name in vain. And you know it. Number four looks like a piece of what? Cheese on a what? And what kind of cheese is it? Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese has what? Remember Sabbath and keep it what? Tell that to your tennis team. I'm telling you. You're going to impress them. And if you'll listen to me, you don't have to do them in order. No. Man, life's too rough sometimes to get them in order. I need them quick when I'm about to say something. You hear me? Or when I'm about to do something, I need them quick. That's why this will help you. Get them, man. So, number one is a what? Number two is a what? Number three is two. Number four is a piece of cheese on a what? But what kind of cheese is it? And what Swiss cheese have? Remember the Sabbath to keep it what? Command four. The word I put up here is priority. 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 And we got some scriptures. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God, Peter said. And he said, Peter, upon this rock I'll build my wad. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Hebrews 10:25 tells us to do what? Not what? Forsake the assembly. Okay? And so we need to have, and basically what I'm trying to get across to you, say that with me right there. Worship must be a what? To who? To me. Golf can come later. Beach can come later. But is he a priority? You hear me or not? Not trying to put you down. I'm trying to help you when that old flesh gets in there to say, you know what? No, he's first, and that's just the way it's going to be. And, you know, and so worship's going to be a priority in my life. Yes or no? Amen. So number one's a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two looks like a what? Swan. What kind of swan? Gold, 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 gold. Make no idols. Number three looks like two what? V's, V, 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 vain. Don't take God's name in vain. Number four looks like a piece of what? Cheese on a what? Stick. What kind of cheese? You got? Don't say American. It won't work. It's Swiss cheese. And Swiss cheese has what? Remember the Sabbath, keep it what? Here we go. Showing up shows respect. That's what it does. When we show up, I don't know why I even go to church. Have you ever thought maybe you're going because you respect God? Amen or amen? Good. That's the first four commands. You got them now. Are you ready? Mike. Mike. Mike, command number two looks like a what? Gold, gold. Make no what? Number three looks like what, Mike? V, V, thou shalt not what? Mike's doing pretty good. Hang on. Don't clap for him yet. Number one looks like a what, Mike? A what? Pointed where? Heaven. Thou shalt have what? What's the command? No other gods but me, God says. Got it? And number four, Mike, tough, buddy. Here we go. Number four looks like a what? Number four looks like a what? What kind of cheese? What's to his have? Remember the what? Sabbath and keep it what? All right. There we go, Mike. Come on. I'm done with you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do what? Say that again. Yes, Sabbath. He said, can I explain Sabbath? Yes. Sabbath, there's 7 days in a week. And the first day is Sunday. And the last day is Saturday. And that's a day it was not supposed to work and not supposed to, you're supposed to have a day off, day of worship. Okay? Worship the Lord. When Jesus Christ came, he died, he rose again, first day of the week on a Sunday morning. In Christianity, we meet on Sunday. That is our basically the way we worship. We worship that on a Sunday. Okay? And there's debate on that, and I get that. But I think the key is to worship the Lord, to worship the Lord, to have a day of worship for the Lord. You hear me? Some churches have Saturday, some churches have Monday, but I think we ought to have a day of priority for the Lord. Okay? Do you hear me? So that's what that means. Okay? Sabbath is a day of worship. Say that out loud. Sabbath is a what? It's a day of worship. It's where everything's sort of, it's different. It's different. Let me ask you, did y'all get up any other day of the week and go to a church like this? Any other day of the week? You didn't. You might have gone to a Bible study, but not making all the effort, having the band, doing what we do. This is a big deal. You understand or not? It's very important. No more questions. Number five through ten, we got to fly. Now, I'm sorry if you don't get all of them, but I tried my best. I'm going to keep going. Number five, first four, place, perspective. What was that next one, Marla? I'm sorry, back it up. Sorry, we're going backwards again. Place, perspective, profession, priority. Okay, now let's move forward. Respecting God, the last six commandments are about people. The first four about God. Number one, sword. Number two, number three, two V's. Number four, piece of cheese on a stick, Swiss cheese, holy, keep the Sabbath holy. All about God. Number five through ten, about people. Number five, and this is a tough one too, man, I hate it. Say the fifth command. Say it with me. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. And you think about five. You think about five. You see the number five. You see that number five right there. That number five is rough if you think about it. What in the world can I say to get that in your brain? You know what number five looks like to me? You know what it looks like to me? It looks like a puppy dog that's begging. Number five looks like a what? How many ever seen one of them do that? They get on their back feet now. And they are five and don't even know it. So number five looks like a what? Begging. Again, number five looks like a what? Doing what? But who's he begging before? He's begging before a judge. Don't worry about it. Puppy dog, he's begging. He's begging before who? What do we call the judge? Your what? Honor. Don't worry about it. What do we call the judge? What do they say? Your what? Honor. Not, hey, Joe. Hey, dude. In the courtroom, they call the judge your what? So the puppy dog, he begging. Don't worry about that, what's happening. Just get the honor thing down. Number five looks like a what? Puppy dog begging before who? We call the judge your what? Honor your father and mother. Puppy dog, number five, looks like a puppy dog begging before a? We call the judge your father and mother. Are y'all okay? Honestly, some people, they get this one pretty good. After you get it, you got it. I mean, what are you going to do with a five? You know what I mean? A puppy dog begging. Begging before a who? Who's he going to be begging for? May as well be a judge. What do you call the judge? Your what? Your father and mother. Number one's a what? Two's a... Three's two V's. Bang, bang. Number four is a piece of what? What kind of cheese? Swiss has what? Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. That's all four. First four is God. Five through ten people. The first one, No accident. Your parents. Yeah. You after God, your parents. That's how you came into this world. God and your parents. Okay, so honor your father and mother. Keep looking. The word is, it's proper. It's the right thing to do. Even if you've been hurt or even if it's estranged, somehow, some way, make the effort to show honor to your mother and father. If at all possible, please do that. That's God's. I'm sorry you live in a world where parents have screwed up so bad. But I still want to do what God says. You hear me or not? Okay? Proper is the correct or wise or right thing to do to respect our mom and dad. To honor is what? Proper. We're moving. To dishonor is what? Poison. You keep dishonoring and see if it don't turn into something really bad. It ain't going to get good, guys. So we need to respect our parents. So, we've done 1 through 4. So number 5 looks like a what? Puppy dog. He's doing what? Begging. Who's he begging before? What do we call a judge? Your father and your mother. Amen? Number 6, it gets crazier. Oh. Number 6, thou shalt not what? Isn't this going to be exciting for you, though, that you can think about this and you can go back and know the Ten Commandments and you can do it at home and you can do it with each other and you'll get them down in your heart and the government can't come and steal them from you?
Amen.
And you're going to learn what it means to respect God and respect people. And it starts with mom and dad. You hear me? Number 6, thou shalt not kill. Say the commandment with me. Back it up, buddy. Where is it? I know we got it. Say it with me. Thou shalt not. That's command number 6. Now number 6, you know it as well as I do. Number 6 looks like a long monkey's tail. Don't it? Number 6, look at it. Looks like a long monkey's tail. See that right there? Ooh, see that? Y'all not seeing it? Y'all see? I'm seeing it. Number 6 looks like a long monkey's tail. You know what number 6 looks like? It almost looks like a club, too. Some kind of club. Number 6 looks like a long monkey. Can you say that out loud like that? Number 6 looks like a what? A long monkey's tail. Don't kill the monkey. It looks like a club also, but number 6 looks like a long what? Don't what? Kill the what? It ain't talking about a monkey. It's talking about people. But I got to get it in your mind. It's called what? Mnemonics. Number 1 looks like a what? 2 a what? 3 2 V's. 4 a piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss. No, it's Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese, that's what? Number 5 looks like a what? Begging before who? We call the judge your. Number 6 looks like a what? A long what? Monkey's tail. Don't what? Kill the monkey. Number 6, don't kill. Thou shalt not kill. I know it ain't talking about monkeys. Talking about people. Are y'all all right? Believe it or not, that's one you're not going to forget. Number 6 is like a long what? Don't kill the monkey, fool. Here we go. What's the word? Precious. Say that out loud. Life is. Man, I'm late. Got to go fast. Quick, Raj. Respect life. Respect life. Respect life. Number 7. This is really quick, though. Number 7. Do this with me. Number 7. Put it up. Oh, thou shalt not commit what? Thou shalt not commit adultery is number 7. Here's number 7. You know it as well as I do. Look at it. You see it? You know what it looks like to me? It looks like a golf putter, but it's upside down. It's an upside down what? It's an upside down what? Putter. You got to say putter. It's an upside down what? Does it look like an upside down putter? Of course it does. Don't putter around. Keep your putter in your own bag. excuse me. I'm sorry. Don't putter around. Don't commit adultery. Yes or no? Roddy, you're not mad at me, are you? No, he's with me. he's going. I got you. So number seven looks like an upside down putter. Don't what? Putter around the command, thou shalt not commit. Number eight, real fast. Go, Rods. Just go to number eight. I don't give a hoot. You go to number eight. Go to number eight, Rods. Purity. Keep going. Respect your husband. Respect your wife. Respect your kids. Respect what? Marriage. Got it? Number eight looks like a what? Well, they got to get the command first. Thou shalt not what? Number six was what? Long monkey's tail. Don't what? Number seven looks like a what? An upside down putter. Don't what? Thou shalt not what? Number eight looks like a snowman. Good grief, of course it does. Right? Looks like a snowman. Does number eight look like a snowman? All day, every day. But it's not just any snowman. It's a bad snowman. Can you say bad snowman? Bad snowman. It's a snowman with a mask. Who wears a mask? Thieves! Thou shalt not what? So number eight looks like a what? What kind of snowman? Snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Thieves. Thou shalt not what? Number nine. We're almost there. Number nine. So purchase your stuff. Buy it, fool. Don't steal it. Here we go. Pay for it. Number nine. This is horrible. Number nine's really tough. Whew. And I don't even feel well. Actually, I'm starting to feel better. Number nine, the command, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Plain English. Ninth commandment, thou shalt not lie. Say that out loud. Thou shalt not what?
Lie.
Thou shalt not what?
Lie.
Thou shalt not what?
Lie.
Number one is a what? Pointed to where? Thou shalt have no other what? Gods before me. Number two is a what? What kind? Make no. Number three is to what? V, the command, don't take God's name in. Number four is a what? Piece of cheese on a, what kind of cheese? Swiss cheese, that's what? Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Number five is a what? Puppy dog begging before a who? We call the judge your father and mother. Number six is a long monkey's tail. Don't kill the monkey. Thou shalt not kill. Number seven looks like a what? An upside down putter. Don't what? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight looks like a what? What kind? Bad. Snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Thou shalt not what? Number nine, we're almost there. It's terrible. I hate I'm doing this to you. Number nine looks like a balloon on a stick. A balloon on a stick. Hey, best I could do. Number nine looks like a balloon. You have to admit, though, if you got a stick and put a balloon on it, it looks like a number nine. Try it. Number nine looks like a balloon on a stick. Say that out loud. Number nine looks like a balloon on a
stick.
And a little girl. You can be a little boy, but I use a little girl. Little girl, she had her balloon on her stick. Look at her. I got my balloon on my stick. Look at her. She's so happy. Got my balloon on my stick. But you know what a little girl did? You know what she did? You know what she did to her balloon? She lied on it. Look at it. Look at the smiley face. It's all upside down. He ain't happy. So it's a balloon on a stick. Little girl did what to her balloon? Lied on it. Don't say fell on it. That won't work. That shall not fail. So the balloon on a stick. Little girl did what? Lied on the balloon. Popped the balloon. That shall not what? Y'all good? It's the principle of the thing. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you, God. Tell the truth. Respect truth. That's going out the window, ain't it? How much better would your life have been if you had done this? How many have said, boy, my life would have been better, Pastor, if I'd have respected God and I'd have respected people like I should have? That's the whole point. It's fun. I think I'm having fun with you. Okay? But I want the Word of God in your heart. Hide God's Word in your heart that you might not sin against Him. Amen? Number 10. Okay? Say it with me. Thou shalt not covet. Covet. It goes on to list neighbor's wife, neighbor's house, manservant, maidservant, his ox, his ass, his anything that's in his neighbor, that's your neighbor's. Okay, that's what it means. Thou shalt not covet. Okay? That's commandment number 10. Thou shalt not what? Thou shalt not what? So covet means wanting somebody, not wanting, but yeah, wanting something that somebody else has. Even looking down on other people because they got it and you don't got it. Hey, wanting it so bad, you'll treat them bad because they got it. You might even steal it because they got it and you ain't. Coveting is a bad thing. It's called get a job. How about that? Save your money. Got it? Thou shalt not what? That's what happens when you're a guy's looking at another man's wife. It's ridiculous. That's that man's wife. It's not your wife. Did you understand me or not, say? Because you don't want to go back and, number 7. Because you know what might happen? Number 6 might happen to you. But of course, you're going to number 9 it. Here we go. Number 10 is do not what? Let's get it. Let's get done. Number 10. Don't worry about the one. We know what one is. One's at the beginning. One's a sword pointing ahead. That's number 1. All I'm worried about is that 0. That's all I'm worried about. You know what that 0 looks like? You know it as well as I do. Looks just like a basketball. Does number 10 look like, does that 0 look like a basketball? Of course it does. The command is thou shalt not covet. So you know whose basketball that is? That's Michael Jordan's basketball. That's Michael Jordan's basketball. Greatest basketball player of all time.
Amen.
Rich, famous, got everything, got the money, he got the cigars, he got the everything. He got the gambling. You don't want to be Michael Jordan. Got it? Say. No, but I'm saying, just think of him, Michael Jordan's basketball. Or put your favorite basketball player in there. It's loaded, okay? Whatever. The point is, don't covet Michael Jordan's basketball. Say that out loud. Don't covet Michael Jordan's what? Do you got that or not? Yes or no? So number 10 looks like a what? Thou shalt not what? Covet. No, Michael Jordan's basketball. So we're done today. Are y'all ready? Now hang on, hang on. Yeah, hang on. I know y'all ready for me to shut up. Here we go. Just like to do it as a group. Out loud. Out of order. Number 5 looks like a what? Puppy dog doing what? Before a who? We call the judge your what? The command is? Boom, you're doing good. Number 9 looks like a what? A balloon on a what? What happened to the balloon? The little girl did what? Like, thou shalt not. Number 1 is a pointed to who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other. Number 2 is a what kind of swan? Go, go, make no. Number 7 is a what? Upside down putter. Don't what? Thou shalt not. Number 8 looks like a what? What kind? Snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Thou shalt not. Number 10 looks like. Who's basketball? Thou shalt not. Number three looks like what? Two V's. V, V. Vain. Don't take God's name in. Did we get them? How much? 4? 4 looks like a what? Piece of cheese on a what? What kind of cheese? Swiss has what? Remember the Sabbath and keep it what? Let's thank the Lord. Number 5. Did we do 5? Oh, number 6. Number 6. Number 6 looks like a what? Long monkey's tail. Say it out loud. Don't kill the monkey. Let's thank the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Come on, get on up. You know how to hurt a guy. How did he feel good and did that? Praise the Lord. The worst message to do when you're not feeling good.